The other sugya of Sidur Shlishis, or Shal Shugas, is sitting in the race Tzadik Aleph. The starting point is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yizayin of Beis. There's a price over there, Tana Abonon. Kamla Sidur Chayv Odom L'Echav B'Shabbos. How many Sidur does the person have to eat on Shabbos? The Gemara begins on a Machlokes. Tana Kamla says the Chomet say 3. Rav Chikoi says 4. 4. Instead of Yechanan, they both dash in the same inning, the same Pasuk. The Moshe said by the Pasha of Mon, Achlu Hayoim, you have to eat Hayoim, Ke Shabbos Hayoim Hashem, Hayoim Le Timtu Basoda, today you're not going to find in the suit, in the field, Mon. Says the word Hayoim, and then says Hayoim again, the third time Hayoim. The fact that it says three times Hayoim, come tell you have to have a suit of three times. Kamal Rabbi Yassim explains that Kikoi says three times means during the day, besides for at night. The Mon says that means no, three times on Shabbos. So they both hold you have to have three, the question is three, beside the night or with the night. Aloch l'mayis, the repaskin of Adah, three, that's the meaning is. Not only that, there are those who want to be machmir, and they have something they call Sudrav Chidkoi. He was a town, have a fourth meal on Shabbos. They call Sudrav Chidkoi on Shabbos. The Masham, they say that. Nice, the Masham says those who do it are a ulei chshash minos. Chshash apikorsis. Repaskin like the Tanakamo, like a chomim, not like a chikoi. The Meister, the minigis al Torahu, he's marach with this in the new prince, not the one that Yeshiva Itza has. Minigis al Torahu, the Mirage Peites, he's a Heineke, I think passed away like a year or two ago. But Heineke, the Malamit, puts all the minigis souls together. So he defends and says exactly where the minigis is coming from to go against the Marsham. So there are those who had that hope to say, eat sudas rav kikoi, the maestim, we certainly pass the chivas gimel sudas after yoyim ayyim ayyim, and therefore, come on the Meshavua, for example, the Torah, and come on the back of Pisha says, since we have three times ayyim, and therefore we have three sudas connected, we have three atzolos, we're being matzo with the gimel peronius, once is the Meshavua, the chevel shal Mashiach, a second medino shal Gehenim, a third of the melchemes, goy b'mogok. That's what protects us. Now, this Indian, Pashtus is a chiyuv, as the words of Mechaber starts off, that you have to zorm oil and kindness in you, and the chiyuv gomor, drosh the gemara. The maestro, besides the minig oilong, the gemara sounds very strange. You go on daf kuf yud ches on beit, a blot later, Rav Yossi says, yechelkim v'oich le gimel sudus b'shabbos. Let me be zaycha, be one of those people who eat gimel sudus. Let me be zaycha. The gemara is mamshech om rav nachman, tasteli, give to me. Give me schad that kiyam to gimel sudus b'shabbos. I deserve schad that I did it. So says places in Mechayus, it sounds like the ilm was not nizer. They don't worry about it. So Maish is a chiyam, not a chiyam. So the Chidah says already that just like today people seem to be very lax with others a chiyam, those days seem to be the same problem. People had a tendency to eat a Friday night meal and a Shabbos morning meal. They didn't want to eat before the night time again. And people were very lax upon it. And therefore, came on Rav Yossi and Rav Nachman are saying, give me schar, let me be zeicho to mekayim da locho. Avad is a chiyuv. Avad we have to. But this chiyuv, the people seem to be lax upon it. And tak, we all should be zeicho to mekayim in of shalosh shulis. Now this is shalom on the achoinim. How many mitzvahs are there to get to Suda Shabbos? Is it one mitzvah? And the mitzvah has to be eaten for a night, Shabbos morning, and by shalosh shulis. Or in all three separate mitzvahs, the Suda, the mitzvah have at night. A mitzvah in the morning, a mitzvah in Shalosh Shulis. It's come along to bring down the Azrua. The Azrua is a question by mitzvah to make brachas on doing the mitzvah. So why don't we make a bracha on eating the Suda Shabbos? He says, you know what? Because sometimes it comes Shalosh Shulis, and you surveil, or you have to go eat the meal, and the words of the Mechab over here is, if you're mitzvah, you do not have to go eat it. Therefore, you'll not be carrying the mitzvah. Therefore, I sometimes you will, and we're not sure, or I'm not to mechalik. Therefore, we're not going to tell you to make a bracha when you eat this at the Shabbos. Come on, they're going to point out, Azrua is saying, how many mitzvahs is it? It's one long mitzvah. Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shalosh Shudas. If it's three separate mitzvahs, make a bracha Friday night, make a bracha Shabbos morning, make a bracha by Shalosh Shudas. Boy, they point out, you read the Bach. The Bach says, look in the Torah over here, he says a person, when he has a tiny chaloyim, the halacha is, he's potter from, let's say he went to sleep at the Shabbos afternoon, he had a bad dream, he has the right to make a tiny chaloyim. The law is, you do not eat by Shalosh Shulis. Says the Bach, what's the Chiddush of the Torah? If you had a bad dream, you fast. So says the Bach, you might think that you started the mitzvah already. You started eating it Friday night. And Shabbos morning, you might tell a person, go finish the mitzvah that you started. Kamash, well, no, you have a right to fast from the time you woke up for the next 12 hours, the next day. And therefore, that's where your Tanis Cholim is. They point out from the Bach, He's saying Betzem. It's again, it's one mitzvah. You might think that no, you should not start the Tanis Cholim when you wake up. What do you mean? If it's three separate, why? Because it says it might be finishing off the mitzvah if you start eating five nights of Shabbos morning. The Ben Ish Chai had a sefer Ben Yahu on Shabbos and the Sugya. He also discusses why the Gemara says, "Kam l'sudas chayv adon lechol." How many should the person have to eat? Lost in kasha and Kimmel Gemara has a carrot is 3 or 4. Just say a statement. If Chikoy says 4, Chum say 3. Why is the kasha in a teretz? The Kamlum also, the Ben Ish Chai wants to tell you that you might think that the halacha. You might think the halacha is that the in over here of having the amount of sudas, kamash mon, how much you have to eat in that one mitzvah is to have 3 halachim to it, either at Friday night, Shabbos morning, and during the day. So again, we have those Matayim Pashas of one mitzvah, the Ben Ish Chai, the Bach, the point after the Zuru already. Atala Sheni, there's a Chidah over here in the Sugya. Chidah says, the Torah starts off, the Mechavah starts off, Yizor Ma'oid. Be very careful to do this mitzvah. Yizor Ma'oid, Lom is Lax, Yizor Ma'oid. Why start off the Loshen Yizor Ma'oid? Says the Chidah, could a person, Be'etzim, he has a Suda for a night? Can I say he always has a Suda at night? He has a Suda in the morning, because he always has a Suda in the morning. You might think of the person that he eats Yizor Ma'oid on the third meal. Why? That's come to Megala, that when you had all the meals on Shabbos, it's Megala, all the meals you ate beforehand without the mitzvah of Shabbos, and not time you ate it inside the Suda Shavuot. It's come to Megala, and everything you're eating was the covered Shabbos. They point out, why does the Chidah say, the reason why you had a third meal to eat it, because if not, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. It says, the whole reason why it says, Yizor Ma'oid, to Mekayim it, to Megala in the first two meals. Megala? To say, you don't have a third meal, I'm Mekayim the mitzvah. They point down the Chidah, sounds like they point down the Kavchaim, not the way, 3 separate mitzvahs. But so there's a shayla how many mitzvahs there is, 1 mitzvah, 3 mitzvahs, not much of nafkimin l'alocho. But they do discuss this idiom that we do have this chiyuv, where is the chiyuv coming from? Is it the Rabbanon or is it the Raisa? And better they really point out, negate to all Suda on Shabbos. There are really 3 questions. Is Suda the Raisa? The second question is Pas the Raisa? And third question is Lecha Mishnah the Raisa? One plus one, the other. If the student is not the Raisa, Avad Lachem is and Avad Lachem Mishnah is not. But the question is, if student is the Raisa, the Lachem is the Raisa, the Lachem Mishnah is the Raisa. Come on, the Reim is a safe and tired mitzvah, a mitzvah tzaddik beis, and he says in the tired mitzvah, we have a drosh in the Gemara, kufyid zainam beis, ayoyim, 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 mafosh drosh, elamais, must be to din mid Raisa. The Maksavitri says, Minatoyo, Abu Dhabram says, Udosh, Mekro, the Chreid, Mavosh, and therefore the Taz, the Reit Tzadik Zayin, brings down a Vada the Dinah of Tudor, is a Din the Raisa. On the Tzad, the Tzad is the Raisa, now it starts like it's past the Raisa. Again, come on the Reim, in the same Tarek Mitzvah, and he writes, that Potika Yom 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 is going by where? By Parashat Amon. 10 Pesukim earlier, it writes on, in the Parashat Amon, it says over there, HaLech Mashem Nos Nosem Lechem Lachol. So Lech Mashem Nos gave you to go eat. So we see the idea of Mon is the idea of Lechem. Says the Reim also that Lechem was a Din Deraisa. Again, the Taz Reis Tzadik Zayin brings down that Din Pas also a case of Deraisa. Now, once we have Pas Deraisa, what about Lechem Mishnah? Is that Deraisa? So, come on the Taz in Tov Reish Ein Ches and also in Reis Tzadik Zayin, it writes Lekuli Alma Avad Lechem is Deraisa. Could look at the Pasuk, the Torah, it says Lechem Mishnah. So, Taz says, Sudas Deraisa, Lechem is Deraisa, and Lechem Mishnah is Deraisa. Yeah, everything is Deraisa. Atal Hashani. They first to point out, look at the Maril. The Maril was discussing, do women have a chiyuv Suda Shlishis? Mechav brings down the Sevov over here, that women have a chiyuv. Where's the Makar? Says the Maril, Makar is a Bein Tam, that says that women were also Ba'isa Nes, and they were also in the Parsha of the month. Now, you learn the story of Apein Ba'isa Nes, when they get to Megillah or Chanukah other times, the Shem are very clear, it's Dindir Rabbanon. Dindir Rabbanon. Therefore, says the Maril, the Medaik of Bein Tam, that the whole idea of Suda is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, the Mabit also wants to point out, he writes the Klod HaSmach V'Almo, the Mishmua starts off right away, to Isik Gizmor HaKhaib Odom L'Echol Gimel Sudu B'Shabbis, V'Asmuchu HaKro, the Migdal Apostle, V'Yoyim V'Yoyim V'Yoyim. So Mishmua says over here, and writes numerous times, the idea of Suda is a case of Rabbanon, it's a Smach to V'Almo. And the Mishmua writes the case in the Gein to Pass, he also writes in the Be'aloch and Kofay Chet, the case of only Rabbanon. The Shaitin Rish Ayn Aleph writes this negates Sugil Lecha Mishnah. It's only Rabbanon. He holds all 3 other Rabbanon. That means that Gamdi the Taz is passing, built upon the Yisod of the Reim, that the idea of Suda and Lechem Mishnah are the Raisa. The Maestro the Mishmuani writes in the Rishon Gimel as Kumas Riva Paiskim is not like the Taz. He quotes the Taz, says we do not go like the Taz. The Suda is a smachto, Lechem is only the Rabbanon, and Lechem is also only the Rabbanon. Now the Maestro comes down, Aloch the Maestro again, clearly Nanog is like the Mishmuah, the Rabbanon. And however, we should be Choshish is a Taz, the Raiso. Right now, I said numerous times, anytime something is a smachu akro, a smachto ba'almo, a lot of times the Chazal give the get of a Raiso. So there is a chomedik din of the Rabbanon, but Maisa, we still pass kids together with the Rabbanon. Maybe interesting enough, Kamino, what comes out, is the get of the Sugil of Mitzvahs, Suchas Kavono. The Loch is in Archaim Tzim and Samoch, we pass him by the Raisas, Mitzvahs, Suchas Kavono. By the Rabbanon, the Mogavram says we do not need Kavono. Mishibruah Paskins, we do need Kavono. And the Mishibruah in Hilchas Tzvias Oimer, taught by Thess, means down numerous times to be Choshish for the Indian that is not active in Kavono. That's when you hear Chazan saying the bracha. You have to mind not be yaitu with him. Be choishin, maybe him kind of mitzvah without kavano. So what come out in Afkaminat? You need kavano to eat shalosh shudas. You need kavano. So the Izar of Hashulchan over here sounds like he wants to say he's been sad that he's not need kavano. So you do need kavano. He ends up saying maybe you don't need kavano. Who cares if you need kavano or not? All of us are sitting down to have a shalosh shudas. We have a kavano. So come on with type of I'll tell you a portion of Afkaminat. People, Shabbos morning, they come home from shul and they make Kiddush. They have mezainus. An hour later they eat a meal, or they go to a Kiddush with a girl or whatever, or bar mitzvah, or sheb, whatever they go to a Kiddush. They eat their mezainus. Now the mezainus you're eating there is a pasav of a kisnin. That pasav of a kisnin, is it something that we wash upon? Or we make mezainus? It's a machloikis. We're machmer, on top of the brachos, to make very mezainus. But it might be pas. On the Shabbos pass, you mekayim the Suda or Shabbos? Can say. What? We'll get to that, right? Maisa could be the mekayim the Inyan of Yisuda on Shabbos. Could be the Yid. Therefore, come on the stipend in Kilos Yaakov and Brochel and Simcha Fei. He says, if so, now you come home, you eat your second meal, which could be maybe your third meal, you bench and you get your Ritzay. The locha is, when you forget by the first two meals, Ritzay, your Chayzer, by the Shalosh Shudas, and Machloik is a Kup by Ches. A subbox lahoka would not be chosen on saying benching all over again, but the Sigur would say. So the disciple of Sol, it's clear. Maybe by the Kiddush, what happened? You had Mazinus. That Mazinus might have been passed. You Mekam Yisudo. Now you're eating Shalosh Shudas by your second meal. The second meal, that's Shalosh Shudas. If you get Yal, it would say, maybe you shouldn't be chosen. You get a Valva Sigur also. That means number one, maybe you can Mekam, you start clearing, I know Kavono. Well, it depends. The students only are Bonon. The Magarvam says, we do not need kavano. We should be choish for the Magarvam over here. So what's the loch when you have a gap on the second meal to say, you would say, when you had kiddush earlier?
What about Friday night?
What?
You can do Friday night after Sudan.
Oh, we'll get to that maybe also. We'll get to that.
Why look at the
because maybe there's no chiv of having pass.
Do you
know
the
idea of
Mashmik there? You just
said it
didn't
that bottom, but you have a
yeah, but you already had the shalosh shudas by the kiddush. That was the second meal kiddush. We'll get the loch. Maybe there's no chipas. We're gonna come along. We'll see. That's gonna be sefei. We'll get the sefei. That we'll see that the machlokes among the rishonim. We're machmel chachilo, but not for the other. So come along. A massive nafkimina now. Number one, Javon the rice pass to Rabbanon. Negem mitzvus kavano. And the question is, what did the girl do when you forget what to say when you had a kiddush beforehand? The mice and the stipler, he ends up saying, Tzorach in Godel Lishtigl, he wants to maybe have a Svek Svek L'chumro. So maybe, first of all, maybe it's not pas, maybe it's Mazinus. And maybe you are Chayzer by Ritzayk, maybe you're Chayyiv to have a Gimel Sudas of Shabbat, a Sugya pas. Mice, he says, since Tzorach in Godel, he says, what you should go do is go wash in a second time, or maybe a third time, or a fourth time, and go Echalami, eat bread again, and bench it to do it all over again. You're not sure. The Maisa, let's say you don't want to eat bread all over again. What an Orch to Ben Chelik Gimel. Then the Maisa, the Yisachar, what do, let's say you don't want to wash again. So he says, the Yisachar Nishnah Mitzad Echanami, that you don't have to wash all over again. And Echanami, you're not crazy, and Mirchazam wasn't. Tzadah Shalim, the East, the Savior Torah is Chaim, and this is Shalom Zalman. He said, you have no Kavanah for Shalosh Shudas. I have in mind, how in the world do we Mekayim the Suit of by Kiddush? And if you forget about the second meal, you have to be crazy for Ritzai. But my sister, here was the sugar when not mechavin. If you're mechavin, Shlomo Zalman says you're right. If you're not mechavin, he says, my sister, you have a question over here, and therefore he says the loch is since maybe the whole mitzvah kavanah is makiv, and therefore lach is yet bechayzer. Fine, to go through sif by sif, what it says over here in Reis Tzadik Aleph. First, we have a mechavat tzatzof, we have a chiv suit over here. This suit, how much do you have to eat by the suit? So come along, the Rishonim have a disagreement how much you have to eat. The Bahag is brought down by the Rishonim on Daf Kuf Yizayin and Shabbos, that a person has to go eat a kebeo. First, can say a drop more than a kebeo. Says the Rajba, unless you're star, then you'll be potter, otherwise you have to eat a kebeo. David, the post coming down, mechavat is down, look, is you have to go eat a kebeo, sheer kebeo. Maestro, the shaila is they point out, in the Gemara Kuf Yitesna Beis, the clear Gemara, the Gemara says, Lo idem mishtada odom shulchon in Erev Shabbos, afu she'en sarach ele kezayis. The Gemara says, a Friday night meal, you have to only eat a kezayis. Rek to oilam, the Gemara Mechabal is saying, kebeya by shalashudis, afi swarsh, but shalashudis should not be any more chomer than the Friday night meal. Friday night meal is kezayis. Who did you want shalashudis? So numbers are going to have given different terutzim. There's one interesting terutz is, that since Friday night, that's people always have a pseudo. So Gzayis is a pseudo. Shabbos morning, everyone has a pseudo. Shalashudas, people do not seem to have a pseudo. To makshavit to be a pseudo, to have a pseudo of Akshvei, says the Yashiv of what I'll be formed by the Erech Shai, to makshavit, in this man, you have to eat the Maisi Kebeo. The Maisi Mishmur does bring down that those who disagree with the Chabad, the Al-Rab Mach, the Shekel, want to say the Shir is Gzayis. The Ift Mishmur says, but he ever the Yashiv of the Gzayis. However, the Chachilis says, Nochel Lochosh, to the Mechabashito, for the Bahag, and eat a shear of kebeo. Now, when you eat a kezayis, the poskim discuss unique kedei achilas pras. They get to every suit on Shabbos. So the poskim is saying they get to kezayis shemoy, kezayis usually kedei achilas pras. They get to a kebeo, and of course there's no in the kedei achilas pras. You can eat it through the meal. So first, again, that's the amount. The second thing is what is the when to go eat the suitors. That means. Person, we know we eat Friday night, we Shabbos morning, and we eat by Shalashudas. Let's say you did not eat Friday night. You did not eat. Do you eat three meals during the day on Shabbos? So come look, I'm over here, and it brings down from the Rishonim, the Rosh. The Rosh says, if you got to eat Friday night for whatever reason, you eat three meals on Shabbos. What's the reason? It says, Hayyim, Hayyim, Hayyim. So the Chaim do clear, what's your side over here? Is this side Al Tashlumim? Or no, that's Ikka Sudo. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Sefer Tzidu HaTorah. It goes back and forth. He wants to say, no, the ik is stuck over here, mitzat ha-shlumim, the chiv is Friday night. But you mashlum it, if you miss it, you have the next day, you have three during the day. It's like you miss Shachus, you daven mincha, two times mincha. They point out from Levush, it does not sound that way. Levush says, ve'etzim says, yoyim, yoyim, yoyim. All three are on Shabbos. Says, I'll pick to have it Friday night. You miss Friday night, so you're back to your chiv. You still don't mekayim the mitzvah. It says, three times a yoyim. And therefore it sounds like ikke chiv is happening today, not mitzat ha-shlumim. It's not what the pasuk says. So the smack to the pasuk. Not muchach. Now the pasuk in Reish Ayin Dalet bring down that let's say b'makom that's hard to you to eat Friday night, can you push off to tomorrow? So there is a magarvam Reish Ayin Dalet says if kitzas einus can push off to tomorrow, you stopped. Ma'aseh b'shvua says no, davkin einus gomer. Kotz magarvam goes not like it. But einus gomer echnami have a right lechatchilo to push off till tomorrow. Otherwise, a person should not stand push off till tomorrow. Now, when this happens, if you had Purim past year, then some people actually were not zoichel to mekayim the Friday night meal. Suck saying if you're atla yoda, if you're even mekayim if you ate a Friday night, and therefore you had a chiv to eat a Shabbos morning. And people also tell me they were in the hospital Friday night and they have a chance to have a pseudo. Echnam, you have to listen lucky. You have a chiv to have three pseudos during the day. Now, the interesting question is: we're saying you can have three during the day. Can you have three at night? Do it the other way around. What's the nafkamina? When Erev Pesach has chal on Shabbos, so what does the Ilm do? The Ilm wakes up a Sikin, they have a meal at 7, they bench quickly, they walk in between for 20 minutes, then they have a second meal. Question, let's do very simple. Let's have at night at 8 o'clock, bench at 10, have a meal again at 12 o'clock, then start your meal at 9, regular. Why have two meals in the morning? Just have two meals or three meals at night. Be very simple, we can't admit to eating three meals on Shabbos. Make things easier instead of waking up for a second. Maisel, the Sefer Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, of Tzikoin, it's a few hundred pages on what happened of these halachas, says that klo you cannot do it at night. What's the raya? Because no one says so. No one gives you this option. And this is Chaim Kineshki, and says no one gives you this option. Chaim says you cannot do it at night, the swell is bullshit. Number one, if it's not the Sugi of Tashlumim, like a Yosef Engel, you can't plan to miss Mincha, Dam two Shachas beforehand. That doesn't exactly work out Tashlumim. Like people might want to do that, to be easier, to have them too married and don't want to wake up a Shachris. But you can't do a Tashlumim before it happens. If it means Sabbath Lavush is for the Ikki says a yoyim, a yoyim, a yoyim, Chazal put it the night beforehand, says a yoyim. The Ikki is having it during the day. You can't do it beforehand. So either Mara Mokhmi coming from, that's why the Chur, we don't see this idea over here of having it, that person can do three meals at the night beforehand. The time we wrote to Nemtzal, he said, Lachur, you can. But most of them seem to say you can't. At least it's decided that way. Now, when should a person have this meal on Shabbos? Really, there are three questions. One question is when to start the meal, when can you start the meal? How late you can start your meal, which seems to be more to get. And then, do you have to have the meal, Shalashudas, before Mincha or after Mincha? Is it convenient? Before or afterwards? So, first, when to start the meal? So, come on, places the Sugya Dakov Yidches. He wants to bring you right from the Sugya Mount Sivim by the Sugya of Tlaiko. The Gemara says Dakov Yitzarayim. And therefore, it says it has to be Mizman Mincha Lamailo. From 6.5 hours afterwards, and 10 to Shana went like Tesvis, and the Machab brings down a look Lamaito, a person has to have his man Mincha Lamailo. Chayotam Kitzer, Barachar Shulchan, they bring down from his man Mincha. I tell Hashem, we should bring down the Bahag. Bahag says, Hayoyim, 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 any part of the day. And 10 to Shana went like the Bahag over here. And the Goyin and the Bach and Pesach say, the Ikashit is like the Bahag. To have it any part during the day, and you can have Shalosh Shudas, 9 o'clock in the morning. That's what comes along with those places. And we are Chayshish usually when you have Erev Pesach, Shechava Shabbos. So what do? They have the Suda in the morning Shalosh Shudas. Why? Mitzad the Bahag Shito. Maisa, Allah, how do we pass in the Vader, if it's not stuck like Erev Pesach, Shechava Shabbos, of Vader, what do? We have the Suda of Mitzaray. We do not have Shalosh Shudas before 6.5 hours after the day when it starts. That's clear. Now, how late to start? You start after Shkia or not? So it's not for a town over here, it's a simple rate static test. So when Mishmur brings down over there, in Berach, a month from now, we'll get back to Lord Mikias, we'll see over there how late you can start. Now, when a person, when he eats during before this man, whatever this man is, let's say he holds this man as a Shkia, so people rush to wash before Shkia, and they make their mitzvah and they put a piece of bread inside their mouth. Is that enough? How much do they have to eat on Shabbos to make the mitzvah yom yom yom? Is enough washing, and they start the Suda? Or they have to have a Suda before this month to be kind of eating on Shabbos. So come along over here, the Taz brings down this question. He wants Taina, Seifel, Seif, Moshe, Chal, HaKadosh, in the Seventh Kedusha, Avad is Shabbos. And therefore he says, as long as you wash before this month, you can eat your Kedayis or Kebeya after this month. Why it's Shabbos? You're eating on Shabbos. Chazal said to eat on Shabbos, eating on Shabbos. That's the Taz Paskins and the Magavon Mikadin. I tell Hashem, the Taz himself brings down the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim says, the Maishet says, Hayoyim. Hayoyim means during the day of Shabbos. After Shkia might be the next day already. And if you want to Taino, then a person should have to eat it Dafka on Shabbos itself. Mishavua in, I think, Rish Ayindal, brings down the Smachloikis, he brings down the Taz Magavram, Taz Mekel, Magavram Kadin. How he says, L'chadchila Nochon Lochosh, the Sefer Chassidim, the Moral, and others, they come along the Paschim, L'chadchila, you have to have it during the day. Therefore, the Mishmur says, Chachila person should have Gezayas or a Kebeo. Now, there's four times by the Swarm to have a Gezayas. The reason why Dr. Gezayas, I would say Kebeo, could be over here, we're not machin that much for a Kebeo. But my you should have Gezayas or Kebeo before Shkia. That means when you wash the Chachila, if you hold this man Shkia, you should have the Cholopok as a Gezayas before this man Shkia. Yeah. Bidiyavet? Mishmur himself said, Chachila Nochin Lochosh. I'm not going to go against the Mishmur. How far? This man will get to a Tzadik Tess, I said. Third question is it before Mincha or after Mincha? When to have Shalosh Shudas? So the Ramah is brought down twice, it'll be a Sefes and a Sef Gimel. It says the Chatchila, you're supposed to have it after Mincha. Now, what is the reason to have the Chatchila after Mincha? Come on, the Achronim of the page are very clear. You go back to Lachan Reis, Laman Beis, of this brought down by when can a person start the Suda before Mincha? The Abaya of eating a Suda before Mincha. So the four different sheets over there brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Lalocha is, there's one sheet that says you cannot start a Suda, any Suda, before you have Mincha. Therefore, the Chachil is have Mincha, and then afterwards have your Suda. The Mice says the Mishmur, we don't pass it that way. We pass in the Timachma Suda Gdoilo from Mincha Gdoilom and the Suda Kitano from Mincha Kitano. Shabbos, the Paschim says, the gate of a Suda Kitano, and therefore you'll have to start eating some of the Mincha Kitano. Even though it's not our mincha yet. If the Mishmur says, the Chachilah being choshi for the other sheetahs that we've not passed like, if there's any reason, any tzarech that you have, it's koshloi, it's not your suda, after mincha, he says, even the Chachilah, you can do it before mincha. Why the Chachilah? Because that's how we passkin. That means the whole idea that people are makhmer for mincha, that's what we should be makhmer. But if it's hard for you, for whatever reason, Some people think taking a nap through the whole afternoon might be that category Yishlotim. But any reason you have, Avad Lachachilik Misanachon, and have Shalosh Shin before you daven Mincha. Now, come on, we are more here in Sipayz, it makes down that the person really should daven after Mincha. Come on, discuss the side point over here. The Avzai should eat after Mincha. After Mincha. Now, guess about what's this, where this machloik says? Someone's tired, you should eat dafka before Mincha. So, being down, there's a medrash and Chazal discussing about drinking water between Mincha Mayer and Benesh Moshes. That is enough dangerous, akono, and therefore you should not go do it. Now, really, there are three questions that I'm most pointing out over here, what to go do. First of all, is enough not drinking water, Benesh Moshes? Number one, is it on Erev Shabbos or is it Shabbos? Number two, is it going on every person should not drink water or dafka on oval on Yud Beis Chodesh? And number three, what is nechel in water? These are three different questions I'm not discussing. So it comes along and says, first, this idea they point out, the idea of not drinking Benesh Moshes is only Ramah. It's not put down by the Mechaber. Not put down by the Rambam. They point out there's no Indian of Imachma not drinking water Benesh Moshes. We, the Ashkenaz, not go that way. But you have to know first, number one, there's no Mechaber and there's no Rambam that way, says the Kav Chaim. Number two, when should a person not drink water Benesh Moshes? The Ramah brings down two different sheetahs, Yesh Imim on Shabbos. Yesh Imim on Erev Shabbos. Machlokes Yishayim Beinu Meshulam says Erev Shabbos. Beinu Tam the Rashba says on Shabbos itself. The reason is brought down by the Rishayim is because you're stealing the mind from Gehenim and then Gezelah from the Mesim, therefore being down the Medrash, the Malchum Moses will come and kill you if you drink water Benesh Moshes. Shekel Lazach, Malchum Moses will come and kill you, you're stealing the water from Gehenim. Now I know exactly what these words mean, but none of you are above 40, So maybe we'll discuss it privately what exactly it means over here. But these are what it says over here. These are the words. Now, come along the back, it says, you should not drink water Benesh Moshes. Not Er Shabbos and on Shabbos. The grass also brings you down that way. Now, Er Shabbos is not too common because it's Benesh Moshes anyway. So, the Chaim wants to answer. Chaim Kineski wants to say it means a little bit before Benesh Moshes. Pasha sounds like Mamash Benesh Moshes. And the Nachmina person makes an early Shabbos. Not the reason why Eli and Ari said not to make an early Shabbos. There's a whole list over there. But why not to make an early Shabbos?
Not a reason.
What?
Because then you can't drink water.
Yeah.
What happens if the lady needs
to
drink?
Oh, so now we'll discuss what type of water we're discussing here. First, we have an in over here of number one, when not to drink. We have either Erev Shabbos or Shabbos, Maisa, Baxter, Mechosh, and both. No, just wine, there's other things.
No,
you can't drink Kiddush right now, you're right, you can't. Friday night, not logic, no. Not logic before.
No,
okay.
No.
And now the second question is who discussing over here is the Dafkin Oval, anybody? So most of the Ramah is Sosom, that means anybody. You bring down the Yesh Oimim, that means Dafkin Koimim. The most of the Chayodim is the Mitzad, that means any person. The Gamal of Yashim will say, no, we're only Chosh Dafkin by the case of the Oval. The most it sounds like the Ramah is Mitzad, that means any person over here. The word of Chayodim is that the Oval should be more Lazar, but it sounds like everyone should be Lazar about it. Now what's Nichol? Now come on, the Ramah says, Ein Lishus Mayim, the Tafka water, the Bach writes water, it says, not example, beer but is not water, or Zeru says wine you can drink. So once we have this water, what water are we discussing over here? So come on, the Ramah brings down that a person, if you have two sheets over here, first he says, the Bein Tam held, that a person should not eat before Mincha. Well, if you eat after Mincha, you're going to end up drinking water. Benesh Moshes is dangerous. It's like over here. The Yesh Oimim, not to worry about it. The idea is the person should first have Mincha Lechatchila, V'chein Noigim, that's the meaning over here. And it means down, Mekol Mokhem, don't drink Mayim Min Nahoris. Don't drink water from the river. Mayim Min Nahoris. Come along with the Shavuot, it says in Sefkon Yud Beis, Svilei L'day Yazu, this Shita holds Dafka for Nahoris, the river. They point out why Dafka this day, because the Bein Tam says he is very careful the person should not eat after Mincha, because he might come to drink. Why should the Bein Tam say that? Let me just say, take the water out of the river, put it inside a bucket, put it inside a kli. El Mai, the Mishmuz Meduyik, and a second sheet is saying, you know what, go eat after Mincha, because it means Dafka Mayim Min Ha'oris. Mash Engin, the first sheet held, where's the water from? All places. All water, the Mai should not drink Benesh Moshes. So what water are we discussing? We're not to go drink? It's Machlokes. That's how we read from Mishnah Berurah. The first sheet is again saying all water not to drink benish marshes. The second sheet is saying dafka from the Norris. The Maisa, that's how Mishnah Berurah sounds that way. It's not that simple. The grass sounds like an all sheet is dafka from the Norris. The Rav Halberstam wrote to Mechaim Knievsky, and he has a tshuva in Simon Gimel. He wants to that even both sheets holds and wants to knock with the dig in the Mishnah Berurah. He wants to say dafka in the case of a rib over here. I tell the Shani, this type is machman all waters. Use machman sign in a bottle, seltzer, or any water bottle of water, anything. And the Halberstam wrote to Chaim said the Maisa, means all water over here. So we have first one question over here, does it mean all water dafka Norris from the river? Maestro Shiloh, what's the mean over here? To be choshe the first shita, the second shita means dafka from the river. The second question is on the tzad, and it means that dafka from the river, from things that are from the river. Let's be mekel. What's water from the filter, from the faucet? What is that? All attached back to the reservoir, back to the river, coming from the source already? So Halbosham wants to tie it, unless he says you have a top of your roof, you have a water container, one side is all connected. Once he machmir said anything from the beret, it's coming back from the river. Tell Shani this from the Yashim, from the Zamazin, river. This is just pipes and running from the river. No shaykh is from the source of the reservoir. And therefore, the one time, it's not a problem over here. So, Meister, I threw out a bunch of spores that you different shilohs over here negate this question. The Nogal Meister is to make him drink water. You could come from mamish from five or six different spores, why to make him? Number one, maybe Tafka Erev Shabbos. Fine, non Shabbos. Number two, maybe it's dafka Norris. That could be even the first sheet agrees. Number three, the halacha is maybe dafka Moed Oval. Number four, it's not brought down by the Mechaba, the Rambam over here. Number five, they point out that the Israel Vaz, the Shabbat was tied to this whole entire halacha, dafka Shloi B'Teich HaSudo. This case of his Meisim B'Teich HaSudo. Fine, but these different spores seem to be the minik is to be Mekel. Hagam, those only Machel.
Most of them apply Erev Shabbos.
One of them was a part. Sorry? Oh, now on the tzad to be machmer, the question is, what water is discussing to be machmer? On the tzad to be machmer, the question is, for example, what about seltzer? Seltzer. So over here, Rav Halberstam wrote to Rav Chaim and says, you don't understand why Nochus Abed is brought down, the disciple is machmer and seltzer. That means, in fact, the disciple is machmer and seltzer, he's machmer in a bottle. Or he's machmer even something like dafka water, even mesod over here, even the seltz over here. The Maestro of Chaim wrote back to Rav Halberstam and says, Maestro is lakona, kosh lakal. Kosh lakal. And if you have even seltz first should be machmer, Halberstam held not the weight. I was thinking maybe dafka seltzer in this country is called mesod. The word on it is. Chaim writes back. What? Maybe it could be he writes over here, they have a shame levi over here, so it says soda water. It says the word water, but Coca, Pepsi, the other things don't have the word soda water to it. Maybe they're not named water to it. Maybe dafka the Svarti Machen more insults in other cases. Fine. On the tzad, well again, Maisa Minik should be making on all cases, and again, even seltzer, if you're an American, maybe you have a heter, because seltzer and mice is not water over here. It's not water, because I'll say water. Water, not beer, not wine. Wine, the mice is mutter, the can say. Maybe those rice wine is mutter. I got this water inside. Beer says the back is mutter, got this water inside.
There is
no water. Some wine, Spencer.
But why would make them general?
What?
Not by these things. By water.
By water? I said five reasons why. A mask, give you a mask. The locus of Gimel is bringing down the side of a person that starts a pseudo in the morning and he wants to mamshik in the afternoon. Says, what to go do? Can he bench in the morning and start right away and eat his second pseudo or shalosh shunis? But that abaya bochur shein tzricha. So it's brought down by the Maram, the Rosh brings down. The halacha is that he would start the pseudo, he would mamshik it, he would bench and wash right away, not bochur shein tzricha. If the Mechaba says, you have a right to be mafsik, bench, and eat right away. The story is, I was a bochur shein tzricha. They point out, you're doing it, why? Because you have a tzricha. I have to have a shel shudis. I have to have a covered shabbos. There's a tzarech over here. Boch shei tzrichi, you're right. Here's a tzrich over here. Tzrich over here. I tell the Shani, Tracy disagrees and says, that's very good, you have a tzrich, but not mitzvah the broch shem, not mitzvah the eating. Mitzvah the eating is not a tzrich over here. Mitzvah you. That's not the gonna have a tzrich over here. And therefore the Mishbuas brings down, and the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Graz, Mechar Vom, they come up and say, like, not that way, And a person over here should be machmer and not cause himself to be a matzav of creating a bracha shen tzricho. Aleph. Basis, even on the tzad, does ksida bracha shen tzricho, coming to Mishmua said a second week to be machmer for the Magavam and the Maril, that he said, what are you going to do? You're going to bench and start again. That's all one suda. You want to separate the two suitors, you have to separate them. You have to take a walk 15 minutes, you have to learn Mishnah, you have to do something. You don't separate the two. That's all one long. So it's swarming down 15, 20, a half hour, each one onto his own. But nicely, you're supposed to separate it. I mean, the Mishmur is saying you separate it for two reasons. Number one, it's still one suda. And number two, he says you have a bayam vokh shen tzricho. But if you look in the Bach and Mashal, there really come a third reason why Tim Machmer also divide up. Maisa Paskin said that Chilo is not a person who's not. Right, that's Bach and Tzricho. Yeah. They were the Paskin said that Chilo person should divide it up. Not divide it and make a hefsek in between. A Bach and Chilo make a hefsek in between. Now, the Mishmur says this idea to make a hefsek in between and make two different suitors, he says she's not Dorish Shibarabim. Not Dorish Shibarabim, not tell the Rabbim about it. The question is, Maisa on Erefes Shchal B'Shabbos, we tell the Rabbim to eat for a suda, a bench, mafstik, and then have a second suda. Why? Is it not Torish B'Rabim? So look at the Mishmur, he says, why not Torish B'Rabim? You know why? Because a person, in the afternoon, divided in half, he'll end up doing it in the morning, and not become a suda in the morning. Therefore, up to the morning, not Torish B'Rabim. But here's Erefes that we're doing in the morning. So, fine, dash in the morning, because anyway, we're having the suda in the morning. The reason why we have two sudas in the morning, not the sheet that says, you can't eat half shell sudas in the morning. That's what we're doing it for. So by then you can't darish it, Rabbim. Come on, look on Sif Dalav, he's down the idea of having wine and lechem by Shalosh Shabbos. First, he gave to the Sugya Lechem Mishnah, come on the Rambam, and he says the Vadi after Lechem Mishnah, the Mechabah says, Tzorch Lev Tzoya, Ashtay Kikrois. Now, the Ramot does bring down that there's a minig of Olam, not to have Lechem Mishnah. However, the Ramot himself ends off that person should be Machmer and have Lechem Mishnah over here. And therefore, Agam, the Ramos says the minig is not to. Pimagonim says, ready in his times, the minig was to have Lechem Mishnah. And all this Ram bring down Lechem Chila, Vada, we have Lechem Mishnah. Now they point out, why do we have Lechem Mishnah for? Come on the Farshim, they bring down from the Medrash. The Medrash says that they had two Omers came on Erev Shabbos. Two Omers is four Lechems, and therefore we had Lechem Mishnah, we had double the amount. That means if we had four rolls on Shabbos, they point out, when do we eat the first one? Friday morning. When do we eat the second one? Friday night. When do we eat the third one? Shabbos morning. When do we eat the fourth one? By Shalosh Shudas. How many do we have left by Shalosh Shudas? We only had one left. We had double. Friday in the morning got double. So we had one Friday morning, one Friday night, one Shabbos morning. We left one roll for Shalosh Shudas. Therefore, that's the reason why the minhag was not to have Lechem Mishnah. Because in the midbar, we didn't have Lechem Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. That's the makar they're coming from. I myself said, why do we have Lechem Mishnah? What's the tzad to be machmer? It's coming with the Mishnah, being down for the Taz, easier to equate all students evenly. Or more like the preacher says, it's not lavdafka what they did in the midbar. It's zeichel neis. The neis had double the amount. So zeichel neis were doing double the amount. Not because they even piled in the midbar had double the amount by Shalosh Shudas, but zeichel neis, they gave double. With the mice going to have double Lechem Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. And not community is, let's say you have 5 meals of Shabbos, 10 meals of Shabbos. You have to have Lechem Mishnah for every meal. It's coming to our month, and says, yeah. Once a local way is not mitzvah, they did the midbar. Mitzvah what? To equate all suitors, or Zeich Lanais, every single meal you have on Shabbos, you put that Lechem Mishnah that you wash. Building upon that comes what Yoel was saying before, and to get to the Anhoga that some people have by Kiddush. They hear the person make barbecue golfin. So you take two rakalach and put them together, Lechem Mishnah. If these students have every single suda, which Ramah says, so what is a rakalach? Those who want time, maybe it's get a pas. Rav Shel, what is a pas over Kistin? It's something that's brittle, something that's miloy, nilosh, different things over here. If you never shot them, we're machmah for all three. There might be pas. There might be pas, right? So what might be pas over here? So the question is, where's the Lechem Mishnah? The Ramah says, you have to Lechem Mishnah. When you have a kiddush, you have your mezainis, you put the two together, and that's your Lechem Mishnah over here. The Maaseh Masham brings down the kiddush Shulchan Aruch. He says, if that's so, you've been kveya suto, you have to go now wash the bench. He says, steam ney obey what you're doing. If you're doing a mitzvah suto shivoy, you have to wash your bench. That's not a pseudo. That's not what Shabbat said. Shabbat has to be a different pseudo over here. That's not your pseudo over here. And then we said, that's not what you're doing it for. The Kotza Matur brings down Einam Seir Chadoshus. Because Yitzchak has an interesting tshuva. He discusses, let's say you want to be a Baal Nefesh to be Machmer. Do you have a right to be Machmer? He said, but sin, maybe. For Hesya, Chashash, you're over here. My sack, go do that. Get some Minichlaus all over here. Even the Gedolim Tzaddikim, no one did it that way. How can you go do such a thing? How can you do that? It's in them, maybe. But for Hesya, Chashash, you're over. My Slayim says over, Shlomo Zalman, it's known that my Slayim did it. He might still do it. Maybe him is no Chashash, you're over. Can't say. The kids did not say the words. People aren't coming through this stuff called Sudak, basic Islamist. Nothing the word said. Not in my print. Fine. Maestro Shlomo Zalman, he did it, and Ilim knows about it, and obviously he's not Betzino. Fine, so he held not that way. So Maestro Zalman, when Amit seems not to, or come to those who seem to be Machmer, and those who seem to be Machmer will get back even more problem than get you a take. Because they seem to be out of Kabbalah, and this is the pseudo. So if you get a take by the second pseudo, because for a take, might even have more of an issue over here. Now the second thing in Sifdal is the secret of having Yayin. You have to have one Mashal Shudas. So the Rambam says, yeah. The Mangarvam example, the Kunei Shabbos and the Zohar, they have to have wine over here. Tzad the Rosh brought down with the Torah not to have wine over here. The Meisler or Chashulchan says the Minig is not to have wine. The Meisler, Mishmu ends up saying, Tov Lahadr. It's good to Mahadr to have wine. Now the question is, how much wine should the person have? So the word of the Mishmu is, Tov Lahadr Lavorach Al Yain Toicha Sudo. Not to make it Shrifuin, but to have Yain Toicha Sudo. The words are Lavorach, to make a brocho. They must brought down from Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, Rambam sounds like Yiddish. Mishmur went, could be the Pentagon coming from the Zohar or the Rambam. The Magavram came from the Zohar, Mishmur's coming from the Magavram. It also could be a second point. If you make, let's say you wash and smell the second Suda on Shabbos, now you got wine. Also, you can kind of kiddush smell the Suda. Kenzai. Maestro from Zaman, Chodeshoni, and Chaim Kideski says, how much wine? They say, even a mashu. Sounds that way from the Mishmur, it says, Toiv Lahad Lavarach, make a broccoli, even a little bit's enough. So the Mahadr, the mechanics in the Mahadr, not even a mashu. Sifhei is how much to have in your pseudo, what to have in your pseudo. Now it's very clear coming from the Mishmur and says the correct thing according to everybody is to have lechem mishnah. That's the kula amo mitzvah and mukhlosh teikikus. Word mishnah berurah. Now the tzad not to have it, just to speak out the hierarchy, make a list of darkness of what a person should have. First, number one, lechem mishnah. You can't have lechem mishnah. You don't have. Then you have a kikur sholem. Where's the mother minig? You have a one whole lechem. You don't have that, number three, you have lechem, that's cut. Number four, you don't have that, you make a bar, me name is Zainus. Number five, you don't have that, you have things that will laugh in the past. You have bossa, you have gvino, you have dogim. The sixth thing, what time I'm off, is as I mean him. The seventh thing is peris. The eighth thing is to drink wine. And the ninth thing, the Elamite saying over, is you have to learn Torah. Learn Torah. Now, first, again, to be very clear, the Mechav brings down the Lochel Maisa is Be'ikah Vada, we have pass. This is over the Loshon, the Urcha Shulchan. Said Tzorch Dafka Pas Chalila LaHokel B'Zeh Ve'Vera G'doyla B'Yad HaMekilim B'Zeh Ve'Vera G'doyla Those that make Avadu Ya Pas Pas Yeh Lecha Mishnah Avadu should also have Avadu Ya Pas. Now come on the Rishonim to say that person can have Mine Targamino. Now look at the Rishon Mine Targamino, it sounds like we're all Gimel students La Dafka by the third meal. Now this, you know, what is Mine Targamino? That's Machlokes Rishonim why we're getting these different levels over here. Some will say Mine Targamino says Rosh is Mezainus. The way Tosafot says it means both of the dogim, things that malach the pass. Rashi says it means peris. Beis Yosef wants to say it means dafka zayiminim. Building upon this, while we're getting all these different levels over here, trying to get more and more shitas. That means avad we have pass. Can I pass? Don't get mezainus. Then malach of the pass and things afterwards. Now this is in the Eidl Mike saying over to learn Torah. Where's it coming from? I looked around over here. That one person raised out a gal down the end of learning Torah. Created the end of Shalosh Shudas. It's brought down in Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos by the Magarvom. Rishayim the Shlof and the Zohar. It's brought down over there. They learned the Sugya over there. The Maaseh according to Ramah, there was no real way of having Shalosh Shudas because you couldn't have Shalosh Shudas before Minchos, you couldn't have before Chatzos, according to Machabes, you couldn't have it in the morning. There's no real way of having it. So you ate to a Torah. Now, Maaseh Avadu, we don't do that way. Avadu, we have passed. That's the correct thing. And now, Lacha Mishnah. Now, this is specifically to Erev Pesach and Chalis for Shabbos, which is, I think, is coming up in about 5 years from now. What to go do? So the loch is again, Mechaba says you have to have it in the afternoon. In the afternoon. So what's the Mechaba going to have? Shalosh Shudas. He's very simple. He says, Matzah Shiro. He's very simple. He has no problem getting to Pesach. The problem is, Me'ashkenaz does not matash your Erev Pesach. What do we go do? Says Ramah, you have to have a shalshus in the afternoon. They said, the chanami, meaning that are either mitakamino, says peris or pas. I'm sorry, peris or basar or gvino. He's not laughing at pas. The chanami says, daf in the afternoon. The minig ha'ilam is what? We mentioned before that the place that argues on the other Rishonim and said you can have a shalshus in the morning. And the Bach and the Goyim says that's the Iker Shito. Based upon them, that's why people have two meals on Erev Pesach, Chalish for Shabbos. I don't know if I remember it. It was a long time ago already. Right? 8 years ago already. So that's how it was. That's how people did that. Two meals before the Zman, before the 30 was then. Before the Zman, they had two meals beforehand. They point out, you have to realize that for the fact of being Machmir having two meals in the morning is the Chumro. But your Chumro is not maybe the Kulo. And the body of Tav Shalshutis in the afternoon of having Basa and Gvino, or not together, but separate. Basa, Gvino, or Paris. Why? Because we're only Chayshish. But the other sheet is having two meals in the morning. But when you make a paskin, shalshus has to be in the afternoon. So sometimes people forget when they have Erev Pesach, Chalish, for Shabbos. No, they have two meals in the morning. The rest of the day, they don't really care about it. They sleep. They want to have credit for the Seder at night. You have to realize, no, but if we all hold shalshus, it's dark in the afternoon. In 5 years from now, Avad, everyone is going to remember that. Avad, they're going to have shalshus in the afternoon also having Mine Tagamino. That's your paskin. No, we go down the body on the afternoon. The Bach said that, what? No, about the afternoon. Just we look at Chilo, Mishbuming down. Mishbu said, like at Chilo, you should not have it close to Yom Tov. If we got to, but you have it, you stop it, you can. You can't, what? I can't believe it. There will be two things I have to show me. No, we don't use Torah. No, we use Torah. No, he said in that situation. No, by his case, yeah, that's the case. I'm trying to say don't walk out. Like some people, when they hear certain things, they pick and choose, they hear these words. Yeah, Torah, you said tell everyone. No. But about the yeah, nothing else. Do Torah. What? Oh, so again, about why do we cover challah? Well, there are three different reasons. The point that if it's mitzad, then the yayin, not because mivayish, no one has wine, not a problem. If it's mitzad, it's a sugya of zeich laman, the point that chalam you should. Because the maestro is the holiday of lachem zeich laman. I know, but so what? We're saying it's the next Tuesday evening. Not steer, no. The point that the maestro is the holiday of doing this for him. The last thing over here is what four times I'm chabad to involve. Chabad is very clearly. Four words: Noshim Chayovitz Besuda Shlishis. Women are mechuyev to have Besuda Shlishis. Now, women, they should know that. But certainly, mechazik the men. Certainly, we have to go do it. The mezaris in over here. Now, what is the reason for this? So, there are those who try to melam mitzchos. You want to see the reason why women don't have to look into the yezid chelik design is marach where they're marmokum of ulai where they're coming from to yemekel. Meister Mishmur brings down three different reasons why they have to have shalashudas. Either brings down from the ram. You say the kolsh yeshnu meshmira yeshnu meschira. Those are the chiv of loisa is chiv asayis. So just like they have to keep all the not doing any averus on Shabbos, they have to chiv sued over here. The second reason meshmira being down from the rain tam is gam him ba'isa nes of end of the month coming down and there was zayich over here. And the third reason that he brings down the shmuel leket is the pasuk says achlu hayoyim, they ate today. Who's achlu hayoyim? They the noshim, they also ate. The five eating. The fact they also achlu hayoyim also the chiv sued over here. So myself, other women have a chiyuv sudo, and they were the first to say, for example, let's say they forget to say bench, or forget to say ritzei in benching, lochin kof peches is, just like a man forgets ritzei, whether by the first two meals, the loch is that be chayzer, women also by the first two meals, the same chiyuv sudo that be chayzer. Just by shalash shudis, near the shiloh, we have chiyuv pass, or b'samach the shidis, or mean tagamina not, then men nak mechayzer, women also nak mechayzer. But myself, everything men and women negate the sudo Shabbos, it's all even.
So where does this money come from that women don't wash shalashudas?
I just was saying no, right.
There's
I said if you want to know where it's coming from, it's Ceases Liezer, Chelik Tazayin, Simen Nun Gimel, exactly.
Not Chayiv B'Chol, I'm saying that.
No, the Chayiv, and the Chayiv like you, and the Vadi
Yafi. No, I'm saying, see that this one is not Chayiv B'Chol.
No, it's not the Malam and anything. It's not Malam and Chus and anything they do. I'm just going to ask my fine later. Fine, just to end off, the Chayodom, he had a sefer they wrote to Moin Am called Zichrei Torah Smoysur. He's running over there to Mazar Zailam to keep Shalashudas. V'oilehem la'noshim avalim afilas to the achas ki'ehim marim ba'afim u'she'in Mazar Yisrael k'yisa v'zayar. First is not Zorah, and even once in the Shabbos, it's not Mazar Yisrael. That means say anoshim, say noshim. Tak v'zoichel, to be like a v'yisi of Nachman said, tastefully, she v'zoichel, it's char, to in the m'kayim all gimusinus on Shabbos. Amen.